Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's really doing a good job with that stuff, using that athleticism right there.
Hunter Henry, he's at the 10, down the sideline. If he stepped out of bounds. And Hunter Henry has a touchdown.
Jones and Keith here on a Patriots Monday, following the Patriots' 42-13 win over the Carolina Panthers. They're back to 500 at 2-2. We're talking about it all day long. Here on Jones and Keith, we'll get to what happened in week 4 of the NFL. Less than a half hour from now with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. But joining us here on a Patriots Monday, as he does every Patriots Monday, Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, thanks for hanging out there on hold for a minute. I know we're a little late coming back, so we appreciate you hanging out.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Well, not too much. I don't want to call the win yesterday easy, because that's easy for us to say on the outside looking in. But it was relatively stress-free, a blowout victory. How does that feel to get one of those under your belt?
Yeah, it's always good, man. It's hard to win in this league, man. You know, that was a team coming off a big win the previous week, so we knew we had to come out ready to go. And, you know, we were able to respond. Didn't play start the way we wanted to, but just kept, you know, chugging away.
Can you take us through the touchdown? We just played the highlight coming back, but pretty cool play design, a little play action. You were running behind the offensive line, kind of Drake May kind of rolling out to his left. Can you take us through that play? And also when you knew, like, wait a minute, I might be able to get in here.
Yeah, I mean, great play design, man. Great play by Drake. You know, just rolling to his left is always hard for a right quarterback. Just it's impressive to see some of the throws he can make. And then, you know, two guys in front of me and Pop and Diggs and, you know, that were, you know, able to execute some blocks and be able to spray me down the sideline, man. You can never do this by yourself. And so I got to give credit to those guys.
You got into the end zone on that one. You almost had two. Earlier in the game, did you think you got in on the first one?
No, I was bad, man. I got stuffed. That was terrible. Gosh, that was so bad. I was trying to secure the catch. He kind of got under me, put a good shot on me, man. I got to find a way to get in there. That's bad. But, you know, it was cool to see us kind of getting a jumbo package, be able to punch one in there on goal line, get AG in the end zone.
See, that's the opposite of me. I would have been lobbying Vrabel. I'd be like, hey, challenge it.
Throw
I'm
the
in
flag.
There. Challenge it. That's the opposite of how I would have gone about it.
It is what it is, man. I'm team guy as long as we score.
Yeah, you've been teammates with Marcus Jones now for a few years. What is that like just on the sideline when you see the opposing team punt him the ball knowing that, hey, any second now this guy could return one to the house?
Yeah, dude is a special, special athlete, special guy with the ball in his hands. Man, you know, you got an opportunity anytime he has a little bit of space, a little bit of light. Those guys on punt return team are blocking their butts off because they know, I think, they know how special he is back there if they can just give him a little bit of space.
Best game we've seen yet from Stephon Diggs, over 100 yards yesterday. What's he brought to the team this year?
Yeah, just a great energy, man. A guy that's proven in this league that's, you know, had a lot of success. It was fun to kind of get him going, see him kind of get in the flow of things and really, you know, have some big explosive plays for us, man. You know, he's a great player, man. He's been fun to be around, and I'm excited to continue to grow with that.
you know, it was unfortunate Jared Wilson couldn't go in the game, but Ben Brown stepped up, played every single snap. I think Drake only got sacked one time. Looks like the offensive line had a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys are just fighting and clawing and really coming together up front. Love playing with those guys. Just a bunch of tough dudes that, you know, are playing well and excited to, you know, they're doing a lot of good things, continue to come together. I mean, it's good to have continuity up there. Obviously, missing Jared was good, but Ben was ready to go, man. And, you know, just, that's what you get. You got to be ready to go, and Ben was able to execute at a high level yesterday.
Bills next. It's first of three on the road. It's Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. What is that environment going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you go to Buffalo, it's a tough environment, man. You know, it'll be a tough place to play. You know, they're rolling. They're playing really, really good football right now. So we'll have to be ready to go from the jump, be able to handle kind of the environment too and just everything that entails that. But, you know, we just have to start with day by day and having a good week of practice and be ready to go Sunday night.
You got a Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight. First off, do you like a doubleheader on Monday night, or do you think there should only be the one?
I probably one. It can be kind of hard to maybe keep track of both in a way. It's always nice to have a standalone one.
Will you watch, will you flip back and forth between the two? Because they're going to be on at the same time. You got Jets, Dolphins, and you got Bengals, Broncos. Or are you going to, you know, spend your time doing something else tonight?
I got something else. I have an event tonight, actually, in the city. Raising money for International Justice Mission tonight. So, pretty cool event. Excited to kind of kick it off.
Much more important than Dolphins Jets.
It is a little more important than that. I don't know if you were watching last night, but the Sunday night game ended in a tie. How do you feel about ties in the NFL? Or is that something they gotta do something about?
You know, I've never tied, so I don't really know that feeling. But you know, I can figure that it's probably a weird feeling. you don't know how to feel maybe after it, but. I don't know what that solution is. It's pretty rare that it happens. So I think obviously on Sunday Night Football, everybody's watching this. People are going to make a big deal out of it, but it's very rare that it happens. It happens, you know, not a lot, but it is a tough way to kind of go about it.
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry here on Jones and Keith. Patriots Monday. Every Monday, you're back in the end zone, another victory. So, you know, it's time for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise,
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, Hunter Henry, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you in 2016 when a Cincinnati zoo worker shot and killed Harambe?
Oof, man, that one comes out of nowhere. I was probably 65.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Mike Francesa was like an 85.
So 60, no, but now we're learning. So
yeah,
more surprised than the Sixth Sense, but less surprised than Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith. This is good. This is good.
It's a good scale we're building. Yep. Hunter, we appreciate you jumping on every Patriots Monday. Sounds like an excellent event tonight. So enjoy that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keith.
He's having a good season.
He's
having a really good season.
Back in the end zone, I'm telling you. Yep. I was not a Drake May or a Hunter Henry fantasy owner. I can say that now that
too
he's off the line.
Too bad.
But I would have been wanting a challenge from Vrabel on that play.
A little something else. Yeah, that's going to be the worst for any player when it's so close and then you know the next play is not going to you. And you're like, hey, you guys owe me one. Like, give me one right here.
Right.
Like, no.
If you're a back and you're stuffed.
Oh, that happened a few times. I know Jacobs got in the end zone, but there was a couple times last night he got down there and you're like, just try it again. And
yeah.
Like, Romeo Dobbs. I don't have Romeo Dobbs. Get out of here with Romeo Dobbs. I should get Romeo Dobbs. They throw to him.
And Nick had the stack going last night.
The Packer stack?
Packer stack.
Pack stack.
Love and Dobbs. I you know, it's working out.
It's good.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. We talked about the offense, Keith, and our expectations for it. I want to say we were hoping for middle of the pack, right before the year.
Yes.
We were hoping for,
yes,
call it the 15th best, even top 20 offense. And, you know, we come in after all these games, and do we have to revise upward? Do we have to revise downward? It really is three straight weeks where they've moved the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The turnovers killed them last week, but they way outgained and should have, I thought, outscored Pittsburgh last week. If you could just hold on to the football, do we have to revise our expectations upwards for the offense?
No, not yet. Not yet. Now, Drake May has been really efficient, and Drake May's put together some really good games. So I think we have ourselves a chance here where the offense could be better. But I don't want to go overboard just yet. You know, you're looking at what they've done in these 4 weeks, and there's also been special team scores. But just the final point total so far has been 13, 33, 14, 42. Right, and that's including, you know, punt and kick return touchdowns in there. So, yeah, this was a good game. This was an efficient game. Drake May, you know, ran one in, threw for two. That's great. But I still would be satisfied with 16. Like, if they're middle of the back. Now, the thing is that I won't be satisfied with is the 20th defense. Like, that,
yeah,
that needs
fair
to be a lot better. Like, just based on personnel, coaching, like, all of that, the defense needs to be a lot better. And with the return of Gonzalez, like, I feel like there is a chance for that to be the case, and some of these bad quarterbacks after this coming game that you're going to face in a stretch, then maybe that'll turn around. No, I don't want to go overboard after a game against Carolina and be like, this should be a top 10 offense. Like, I think that's still too much.
Well, and I think you said it. I mean, there's a lot of short fields. I mean, one, Marcus Jones returns for a touchdown.
Yep.
The other, he probably should have returned for a touchdown. Real short field there.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina missed a field goal, which the Patriots had great position on. Jones had another 19-yard punt return where they started, you know, at their own 41, 42. Whatever it was. So they had great field position all day. So it wasn't just about the offense, and they had it rolling. And you go back and look at some of the touchdown drives. There were two real touchdown drives in there. So, yeah, I'm not ready to revise it upwards yet. But, May, you gave the quarterback rating earlier, Keith.
Yes.
As many touchdowns as incompletions yesterday. No turnovers. Mm-hmm. He could have had one on his first throw. He's probably fortunate to get away with that. But I'd say that happens most weeks with every quarterback throughout the league. Yeah, I need to see a little bit more of it. And I need to see it in a game where the offense is really doing it,
yeah,
and not sparked by a special teams return and then set up with short fields throughout the day on other returns. But, yeah, I'd say a middle-of-the-pack, top 20 offense is a good expectation for now. But the ceiling for this offense is higher than I expected. And I think it's fair to revise that upwards. If not the actual expectation,
yeah,
at least know there's more with the offense than maybe we anticipated. Real quick, I guess Wiggy brought this up this morning. I saw this in the Twitch chat. twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I guess Wiggy was saying he wants A.J. Brown. Did you see A.J. Brown's tweet yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. Or his Instagram story,
is that
I think.
What it was?
It might have been. Yeah, yeah. I'll take A.J. Brown.
If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way.
I love that.
So that comes on the heels of another just invisible performance.
He had two catches on 9 targets.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Is it 7 yards? I believe,
yeah,
it was 7 yards.
7!
Sorry.
Joe, yeah, fell asleep,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, how many yards there, Castig?
A.J. Brown.
That's 5 or 6.
No, that's not
no
one.
He had 7 yards. But they won. Like, they're 4-0.
Yeah.
7!
And even then, like, it's not enough. Because I usually say, like, all right, if a receiver isn't getting the ball and they're losing, well, then all for it. Because then you can be like, hey, if you get me the ball, we could win. So I am a team guy. I am a team guy.
Yep.
See what I'm doing? But if you're 4-0 and you're complaining and you're the defending Super Bowl champions, it's like, I love A.J. Brown. I would take him. There was also a time last year where we sort of started all this. We're like, hey, maybe you can get A.J. Brown because,
well, have you seen the dead cap hits,
no,
Keith? My God, have you seen them?
I don't care. But, like, before, like, there was a part late in the year when Philly was still really good that you're like, I don't think A.J. Brown, I think it's going to last. And then fast forward a month, and he's dumping Gatorade on Nick Sirianni after they won the Super Bowl. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, look.
But now 4 games again, it doesn't look like he's thrilled.
No. I mean, I don't think they're getting him. I'm not forecasting they get him. But if they want to go out and trade for A.J. Brown, I will co-sign. I will be on board,
yeah,
with that. That's another one that Drake May can target in the passing game. Mike Vrabel was asked about this after the game and what he thought of Drake May spreading the ball around on offense. Here's what the head coach had to say.
Mike, what did you see from Drake today and the way that you guys were able to spread the ball around on the offense?
Just throw to the guy that's open in the progression as soon as he's open. And then if not, quickly progress through. Those are the things that, quarterbacks have to do, and they have to have a command of it, and we, you know, we did that. And you know, I think the red zone clearly is a big factor, our ability to, convert those chances into touchdowns. You know, was important. I saw a lot of extra effort, guys blocking downfield, springing guys. And again, I like when everybody is involved and the quarterback just throws to the guy that's open every play, no matter, you know, who it is.
Okay. I think you hear Drake saying that after the game. You hear Vrabel saying that after the game. You hear Vrabel saying it again this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Yep. Whether that's how it actually played out or not, I mean, Diggs was heavily involved yesterday, the most heavily involved he's been. I like that that's the message that they're continuing to hammer home with a young quarterback. So you can discuss on a Patriots Monday, 617-779-7937. And speaking of Patriots Monday, Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, joining us on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How about you?
We're doing great. I said this to Hunter Henry earlier. I don't want to call it an easy win for you guys. That's easy for us to say. But it was pretty stress-free. How's it feel to get a blowout victory and get back to 500?
You know, it feels really good. It felt good because I think we just practiced our identity out there. We were able to show just who we are as a team, and we did things well. It doesn't mean we did things perfect, but overall we did things well. We played together, we had fun, most importantly, and you know, it was a good game.
How important, or I guess how much of a boost was it to get Christian Gonzalez back out there for the first time this season?
No, it was great to have Zero out there again. He's a lot of fun to play with, one, and then two, watching him and being able to play next to him, and then you know, he's so talented as a corner that it's fun to have him out there again.
His return is huge, as you just detailed. Does it allow you to call things differently on defense? Like, can you do more when he's out there as opposed to the first 3 weeks of the year?
You know, I don't think we try to do anything differently, but yeah, like when you have someone like of his caliber that can kind of just X out somebody, it does open a lot of avenues for the defense and our options and what we want to do.
You know, we heard, I think it was last Friday, the news about defensive coordinator Terrell Williams, and obviously, you know, we wish the best for him and hoping everything is okay. What has it been like for you guys in the locker room, sort of the communication with him and everything that has taken place over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, no, it's been hard because obviously, you know, we've grown close with him. He's been the leader of this defense. He is the leader of this defense for, you know, ever since he's gotten here. So it's been hard to see someone that you care about, you know, going through that. That being said, you know, we want him to get healthy. We want him to get his everything he has to do done. So we're in this corner 100%, obviously. And, you know, for us as a defense, we just, more importantly, you know, like football's football. Like, we'd love to have him out here coaching us, but, you know, it's football, like us as humans and individuals, like we want to see him healthy and back as soon as he can. So it's been hard, you know, because he's someone we care about, someone we look up to. But, you know, I think as a defense, we're just playing harder, trying to play harder for him.
That defense yesterday led up front by Milton Williams and Christian Barmore. They look dominant. Their level of play, what does that do for you guys as a defense when they're playing like that?
It makes everything easier, right? Like, at the end of the day, like, they just eliminate a lot of, like, plays that, you know, the offenses try to scheme. They try to get us on stuff. And when having a front like that, having guys like that that just kind of wreck the game, it makes it a lot of fun for, especially in the LB position, because then you just kind of play off them. You kind of just flow behind them, and, you know, you might steal a tackle or two. You know what I mean?
You know, it's every week in the league, there's obviously a different challenge in front of you. This coming Sunday night, you're going to take on Josh Allen and the Bills, the reigning MVP. And I just, you know, there are a lot of big quarterbacks in the league, but he is certainly one of those guys that, you know, it's got to be difficult to bring down and can, you know, we've seen him steamroll through linebackers. Like, it's just like, tell us about the challenge and sort of the approach of trying to slow down somebody like Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it comes down to like our technique and our fundamentals, because he's a bigger body that it, like, as long as we have our pads lower than his, then, you know, I think it'll be very hard for him to run through us. But that being said, you know, like he's a very dynamic quarterback. So not only are you worrying about the pass, you're worrying about him escaping, running, you know, so everything for us is going to come down to our fundamentals, our technique. You know, earlier this year, like we were working on our tackling, working on just getting better at that one day at a time. And, you know, I feel like this last Sunday we showed that. We showed that, you know, we progressed with that and we got better at that. This upcoming Sunday is just another step forward. We want this the next game. And, you know, we just want to show what type of defense we are, what type of players we are, and go from there.
Okay. Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, will be watching on Sunday night in Buffalo. Big nationally televised game. Should be a fun one. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck this week. And we'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Christian Ellis joining us here on WEEI Jones and Keefe Patriots Monday, talking about the Pats' win over the Panthers 42-13 all day long at 617-779-7937. But we also have to get to what else went down in week four of the NFL and what happened.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened
on Jones and Keefe.
Week four in the NFL, Jones. Actually wraps up tonight with a twofer. You got two games tonight.
Nice.
But in the meantime, let's tell you what happened week four in the NFL. And let's start with next week's opponent, the Buffalo Football Bills, as they took on the New Orleans Saints.
What happened?
Allen. An open Kincaid. Touchdown. Dalton Kincaid, his third touchdown of the year, and that's already a new career high for the tight end.
How about that? It was kind of a nothing sandwich. The Bills beat the Saints 31-19. They improved to 4-0. Josh Allen threw a couple of touchdown passes. James Cook ran for over 100 yards and scored. Seems like they took the Saints lightly, and it still didn't matter.
I agree. The Saints at one point took the lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The Saints also had an opportunity to take the lead earlier and ran some stupid Philly special that they threw a pick on. Did you see that?
No.
It was horrible. And so, look, the Saints are really bad.
They're 0-4.
I don't know how you could be impressed with Buffalo yesterday, but I imagine Buffalo, well, maybe Buffalo will look past the Patriots. I have no idea.
No,
but
I don't think
nationally
so.
Nationally televised game, football. Division game at home.
Doubtful.
That's what you hope. You hope you get the same Bills that played yesterday, although they are 4-0.
How about this, Jones? In a battle of 1-2 teams.
Yeah.
Going into this, they were 1-2. They had the same record as the New England Patriots. And I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens.
Hey, what happened?
Well, this I did not see coming.
Quick little passes right away. Boom. End zone bound. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tyquan Thornton.
Is he good? Is Tyquan Thornton good? He's doing stuff.
I believe. Was that his only catch?
Might have been, but I saw it was funny. The first guy I think he celebrated with was Juju Smith-Schuster, and you're like, what is happening? Like, what is this?
These two clowns.
These guys stink. And the Chiefs, though, Patrick Mahomes threw four touchdowns.
Yeah.
They dominated the Ravens 37-20. So Baltimore, our entire show's Super Bowl pick,
yeah,
is off to a 1-3 start, and Lamar Jackson got banged up. We don't really know if it was a blowout, so let's take him out, or he actually is hurt, let's take him out. But
hamstring.
He left the game.
We know how bad those hamstring injuries
are. 8 weeks. Yeah. They can be 8 weeks.
Yeah, seriously, he might miss the Bats game if he's on the Gonzo schedule. It was 2 targets, 1 catch for Thornton yesterday. Juju had a touchdown, 4 for 36 on 6 targets. They just need Mahomes. That's all those two need. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, we have an AFC South showdown. The Houston Texans taking on the Tennessee Titans.
What happened?
Both teams looking for their first win of the season.
Yeah.
Texans dominated the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It was 6-0 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I had hope.
26-0 is your final score.
Woof.
CJ Stroud had a couple of touchdowns. But Cam Ward and the Titans get shut out. They're now 0-4. Here is the rookie, number one overall pick quarterback after the game.
This is good. Yeah.
I mean, if we keep in the buck right now, we ass. So we 0-4. We have, this one, we got nothing to lose. We dropped a quarter of our games and we've yet to do anything. So we have to lock in, especially myself on the offensive line, from the defensive line, from the special teams to all three faces. We have to play together. We have not played together this year yet. And that's just something that, you know, we want to preach about it every day. Every day we got to do better, and we're doing that, but it has to show up on Sundays. It hasn't showed up yet, but it got to show up next week.
We'll print the t-shirts. If we keep it in a buck right now, we ask.
Let's keep it a buck.
Let's keep it a buck.
Thanks, Jabril Peppers.
Another team the Patriots play.
That was Jabril Peppers-esque, indeed. By the way,
0-4, tough start.
I think you'll hear more about this tomorrow when we give you our waiver wire recommendations.
Yeah.
But Woody Marks.
Woody Marks.
Pretty nice.
Woody Marks, not too shabby.
Whoever dropped him in the Jones and Key Fantasy Football League is kind of a moron.
Oh, you got to be
crazy. Dropped him. Thank you.
Yeah.
Got to be crazy.
Not a great move by that person.
Jones, let's go to Dublin for the Steelers and the Vikings.
What happened?
Yeah. Here's Gainwell, left side, and in for his second touchdown.
Kenneth Gainwell, indeed. 99 yards on the ground, 2 rushing touchdowns. DK Metcalf had a monster game. 5 catches, 126 yards, and a score. The Pittsburgh Steelers, who I still don't think are very good, are 3-1. The Minnesota Vikings fall to 2-2. They tried to have a comeback effort there in the fourth quarter, but it fell short.
It did. It did indeed. It was a good day for receivers the Patriots should have gotten the offseason. DK Metcalf and another one on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's true. All right, what about the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns? Well, turns out Marcus Jones not the only guy who knows how to return a punt.
Oh.
Taking out the 35, Khalif Raymond. Across midfield, still going. One man to beat, it's the punter, Belorquez. Touchdown, Khalif Raymond.
Belorquez there didn't put in quite an effort. I don't know if you saw him. He kind of just like.
Belorquez.
Yeah, him too. He kind of just like ran past. Just not even in any effort. He's like, yeah, this is going to the house. I'm not going to hurt myself.
Well, again, the Pats play them, so look. The punter won't be dragging Marcus Jones down if that's the effort he's giving.
The Saints, the Titans, the Browns.
Good.
Amon Ross St. Brown, the Sun God, 7 catches, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns. Lions put up a bunch of points. They're 3-1. Browns fall to 1-3. That one surprise win over the Packers somehow, some way.
Yep.
Just to knock people out of survivor pools. Now they're back to their old ways again. Joe Flacco.
I was just about
to say. How many more
this.
years? How many more weeks of Joe Flacco?
It was non-committal after the game from Stefanski. He's like, hey, we're not focused on that now, but he wasn't like Joe's our starter, so it might be this week.
And one of the reasons why it has to be this week is because you just saw what the Giants did in their game against the Chargers.
Hey, what happened?
Well, they benched Russell Wilson and they brought in Jackson Dart.
At least 9 guys stacked inside. 2 tight ends, second down goal, Dart. Shovel pass caught, that's touchdown, Theo Johnson.
Theo Johnson. Giants get their first win of the year, 21-18 over the Los Angeles Chargers. Jackson Dart, of course, replacing Russell Wilson. Didn't do a whole lot, but got the win. He threw that touchdown. He was just 13-20 passing for 111 yards. Did have 10 carries for 54 yards and a touchdown. So literal darts and scampers for Jackson Dart.
You beat me to it. I was going to say, he's the dart. He had a scamper.
Yeah.
Giants lose Malik Nabers in this one to what is now looking like.
Done for the year.
Not just a report, but it's official. He's out for the year with a torn ACL.
That's another thing. So
that's tough.
They do play the Saints this week, so Dart could start his career off with 2 straight wins, but no Malik Nabers. already a game I thought the Patriots would certainly beat the Giants in. Makes it you feel even more confident about that.
Yeah,
on the flip side,
that probably gets taken right off. Was that a Monday Night Football game? That gets flexed right out. Yeah. That won't be anymore.
Tentatively scheduled for Monday night. Omarion Hampton, the rookie running back for the Chargers, had a monster game.
He did.
12 for 128 and a score. All right, what about the Colts and the Rams?
What happened?
Well, one of the best and worst plays you'll ever see all wrapped up into one.
Jones down the sideline, one-on-one. Oh, what a catch! Adonai Mitchell down the sideline, turning on the speed, and a little stiff arm ushering into the end zone for a Colts touchdown. But did he lose the ball?
He did.
Going out of the end zone before he crossed the goal line.
Yeah, for sure.
If he did, what it's going to negate one of the better plays you'll have seen this year. That was an outstanding effort by Adonai Mitchell. And the way that he went after the football, I think it may have come out early.
It did. It sure did.
He sticks it out, and it slips out of his hand.
In there.
Yeah, happens all the time. Yeah, poor ball control by Adonai Mitchell, who the play was insane. He caught it like near the line of scrimmage. Did like a spin move, hit on the afterburners. Then, like, held the ball out, and you're like, don't do that. And, it was a fumble, and they ended up losing that game by 7. The Rams get a 27-20 win over the Colts. Big day for Matthew Stafford. 375 yards, 3 touchdowns, 170 of those yards, and one of the touchdowns to Puka Nacua. Rams 27-20. Both the Rams and Colts are now 3-1.
Puka's on, like, a crazy receptions pace already. Yeah, this is like a Cooper Kupp. 2021, you know the season well, Keith.
I sure do.
That level of pace.
Best receiver season in the history of the league.
It goes beyond that, because I think since he came into the league, Justin Jefferson is the only receiver that has more yards per game than Puka.
Puka's awesome. The big touchdown, though, was Tutu Atwell, 88 yards yesterday.
Yeah, that was a big play.
Giving the win.
All right, what about the Bears and the Raiders?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. It was a back-and-forth affair. Here was the Bears late in the game.
First and goal, Bears, buck 39, left in regulation. Swift to the outside, in for the Chicago touchdown. And the Bears punching back have retaken the lead here in Vegas.
So that made it 25-24. They would go for 2, which they didn't get. But then the Raiders got all the way down into field goal position.
Oh.
Jacob Goldenmeyer, the snapper. A.J. Cole, the holder. The kick is blocked. Unbelievable. And agony down on that Vegas sideline. It was Josh Blackwell sneaking in who got a fingertip on it.
The Raiders beat the Patriots week 1. They've lost 3 straight games, including this one to the Bears. Chicago improves to 2-2. DeAndre Swift had that touchdown, but really got bottled up all game long. It was Ashton Jeanty on the other side. 21 carries, 138 yards rushing, and a score. And then also had 2 touchdown catches. So he had 3 total touchdowns in the game. Did have a fumble.
Yeah.
Did lose a fumble.
Well, you're going to lose it
every once and then. Yeah. Geno Smith threw 3 picks. And the Bears get the 2-2. Raiders fall to 1-3.
Good win for Ben Johnson to get back to 500. I know they changed the kick return rules. I feel like they changed the field goal rule. Like no one can make kicks. Every kick is getting blocked every
week.
People
having a hard time with kicks.
It's crazy.
Well, speaking of the kicking game, I think we might have another punt return in the Jaguars-Niners game.
Hey, what happened?
50-yard punt sends Parker Washington back. He's got a punt return touchdown in his career, and he's got an alley, and he might have his second. 96 yards last year against the Patriots. He's going to house this one, and the Jaguars get the score.
Housed it. Jaguars beat the 49ers, handing San Francisco their first loss of the year, 26-21. And then your guy, Liam Cohen, getting hot after the game, had to be held back going after Robert Saleh. He said, you don't talk about me, Robert Saleh. You don't talk my name.
Yeah, he's keep my name out of your mouth. He went Will Smith
on
him.
He did drop a Will Smith
on him.
He
really did.
Well, because Robert Saleh was like, yeah, those guys cheat, but it's not cheating. They cheat.
They legally know the play call or something. I mean, basically, it was Cora-esque.
Basically, called him
Alex Cora is what they called him. And he's like, don't you dare compare me to Alex Cora or Robert Saleh.
But big win for the Jaguars. Travis Etienne over 120 yards rushing and a score. Brock Purdy was back. 309 passing and 2 touchdowns, including a touchdown pass to McCaffrey. Go back to Mac Jones. Mac Jones 2-0.
Kind of miss Mac.
Kind of do a little bit. Yeah. All right, we have Eagles and Buccaneers.
What happened?
two undefeated teams at the time.
Yeah.
Squaring off.
Oh! Get pressure, they blocked it. Sidney Brown's got it. He's going to return it for a touchdown.
With that, a little block, punt action for a score. Eagles would hang on to a 31-25 win over the Bucs. Baker Mayfield, a couple of touchdown passes in the loss, including one to Bucky Irving, the running back, had over 100 yards receiving in this one. Of course, no Mike Evans for the Tampa Bay Bucs. But the talking point in this one is the offense for Philly went real quiet in the second half. Jalen Hurts didn't complete a pass.
0-for-8.
He was, 0-for-8. He targeted A.J. Brown a team-high 9 times, and yet he only had 2 catches, 7 yards, and then he felt sad about it on Instagram afterwards.
He sure
there was
did.
A whole series where he threw at A.J. Brown, and they were all at his feet.
Yeah, not great. But they are 4-0. The Eagles are 4-0.
Mostly the issue with their passing game in Philly is that they don't have to throw.
Yeah.
They can just run with Saquon, and their defense is so good. Yesterday, that was not the case in the second half. He couldn't complete a pass. Yeah.
No. All right. Let's go to the Falcons-Commanders game.
What happened?
All right. Well, there was no Jaden Daniels. So let's see what happened for the Falcons.
Give it to him. Bijan with the mustard. Touchdown.
Bijan?
Yeah, with the mustard.
With the mustard.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Why not?
I love it. It's Dijon.
Yeah. And it's also
Bijan.
It's Bijan again. It's not Bijan.
Bijan. He said Bijan. So he screwed up. If you're into the mustard joke, it has to be.
Yeah.
Bijan.
You can say Dijon or Dijon.
Oh, you can?
I think so.
Is it interchangeable?
I think it's interchangeable.
No way.
Yeah, I think so.
No way.
Yeah. ChatGPT that. Bing that.
So the Commanders lose without Jaden Daniels. They're now 2-2. The Falcon big bounce back game from Michael Penis Jr. 20-26, 313 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Did have an interception. Bijan, 75 yards rushing and a touchdown. Drake London.
I was going to say.
110 yards receiving.
I can fix their passing game for him. It's real easy. Throw to Drake London.
Drake London.
I don't know why you're throwing to other guys. Throw to him.
Bijan also was over 100 yards receiving.
Nice game.
So a good game for the Falcons, which will be another opponent, right, for the Pats?
Pats are the Falcons. Yep.
Yeah,
they're on there.
Sunday night football. It was the Micah Parsons Bowl. It was Packers. And it was Cowboys.
What happened?
Well,
McManus for the tie, 34. And this one is good, and this one ends in the second highest scoring tie game in NFL history.
McManus for the game tying field goal. That
was a higher scoring tie in NFL history? Wow.
I don't know what it was.
I'll tell you what happened is I fell asleep at the end of regulation. I couldn't stay up anymore.
Yeah, I had a hard time sticking with this one. 40-40, your final. So Dallas is now 1-2-1. Green Bay is 2-1-1.
Ugh, that's awful.
It is awful. Micah Parsons did get one sack in the game. Dak Prescott was only sacked one time. It was by Micah Parsons, but his defense gave up 40 points because Dak Prescott threw for 319 and 3 scores, 2 of them to George Pickens, who had 134 yards.
Yeah, I would have traded for him, Patriots. That's what I would have done.
Romeo Doubs had 3 receiving touchdowns. Jordan Love was 337 and 3. Josh Jacobs ran in 2. Javonte Williams for Dallas ran in 1. But, yeah, Green Bay and Dallas end in a tie.
So, if you believe Google AI overview, the highest scoring tie was 43-43 in 1964. The Raiders and the Boston Patriots.
Wow!
That checks out. We just mentioned that.
That 64 team.
Yes.
That 64 Patriots team was
they were
good.
Stout against the run.
Very good against the run. I heard that in Keefe's Keefe.
Yeah. So tonight, the week 4 wraps up. Jets, Dolphins, 7:15. Bengals, Broncos, 8:15.
Nice.
There you go.
What can they do about ending in ties? Florio
knock
was,
it off.
Florio was saying they need to go back to 15 minutes, which does make sense. In the overtime, it used to be no one was guaranteed a possession. Now you're guaranteed possessions. He's like, go to 15 minutes. Or you could just play until somebody wins. Or give them each a possession and then just play until somebody wins.
Or regular season, do you do sudden death and then change it for the playoffs and just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Change like because I like both teams getting the ball.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want a playoff game decided by sudden death.
Then after that,
in regular season,
each team gets a possession, and then after that on time. Then you don't tie.
Maybe it's just the Cowboys issue because they're the only ones that have gone to double zeros on overtime this year.
Or in fantasy football, you just go to fractional scoring. And that should eliminate most of them.
Go to fractional
highest
scoring.
Total yards.
Good point. Before we did that, we had a lot of issues.
There were ties.
A lot of ties.
There were a lot of ties. You go to fractional scoring?
Yeah, that it cleans that up.
Plus, like, toss out a point, half-point PPR?
You get a little bit.
It's hard. Yeah.
Start, a little slice.
Change your scoring, NFL. Yeah. Good point by Keith. So there you go. That's what happened week four. In the NFL, we do that every Monday on Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the Red Sox facing the Yankees later on. That's next hour. Let's also get back into what we saw go down on Sunday and what we'll see on Sunday night. Patriots and Bills, huge game this weekend. We'll get to it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's why we tell you to finish longer than the guy with the ball. Because sometimes the guy with the ball decides to ride the f*** out and nobody and everybody else is just standing there. Or we go and block, okay, and put our head down and finish, and then good things happen, just like it did on offense, okay? Complimentary football game, that's what it's supposed to look like. We take care of it, we get stops, we give up a drive, offense answers, defense plays great the rest of the game. We're going on the road, okay, 8:20, Sunday night, everybody's going to be watching. Okay, everybody's going to be watching, and I'm kind of excited that they are. But that's how we're supposed to play. That's what the expectation is throughout this football team and this organization moving forward.
Hey, bring it in. Hey, I know Coach T liked that one, man. Coach T liked that one for sure.
Hey,
play to our identity. Don't beat ourselves. We got a chance every week, man. Got a chance every week now. Let's get after him next week. Pass on me. Pass on three. 1, 2, 3. Pass!
A little peek inside the Patriots locker room there last night. Drake May shouting out Terrell Williams, who Keith asked Christian Ellis about earlier today. If you missed any of it, you can go back and check it out on the Odyssey app. Just use the rewind feature for our Patriots Monday interviews. You also heard Mike Vrabel say, whole country's going to be watching. Big game on Sunday, Pats and Bills.
Tilt.
It is.
That's huge.
It's the biggest game for this team since when? I mean, when's the last
2021?
Time they had? I mean, it's got to be that year. They made the playoffs that year, so that's probably the obvious answer. I mean, I'm trying to think of another.
I mean, for a different reason, I would say, like, you know, Drake May's first start last year. But the expectation wasn't the team could be really good, but it was like there was a lot of excitement. It's sort of a different conversation.
And it was Sunday, and it was 1 o'clock, and you already kind of knew they weren't going places as a team. Like, this team may. And I'm not talking about winning a Super Bowl, but this team could go to the postseason, and it's a chance to make a statement. And I'll be honest, not to get way ahead of ourselves and look ahead and break down that game already, but I'm not even sure they need to win that game to make a statement.
No.
You know, it's one where if you can hang with Buffalo in a nationally televised game on Sunday night.
Duck boats.
It's going to open, not duck boats, it's going to open some eyes. They can make a bit of a statement on Sunday.
Definitely.
Or they can get run off the field like they do oftentimes against this Bills team. Mm-hmm. But either way, the whole country's going to be watching. I agree with Vrabel on that.
I mean, this is kind of lame from the Bills fans, but you remember that game where they literally made shirts of what, like, the game drives were because they scored every possession they had?
Yes.
Every time they got the ball, they scored a touchdown?
Yeah, that was the game.
Was it seven drives?
I think it was seven drives, seven scores.
That was the game after the win game when the Patriot, when the Patriots didn't ask Mac Jones to throw, and then the next time they played him, the Pats couldn't get a stop.
Oh, my God. Or even, like, the playoff game, right?
Same thing.
Where you're like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't have one of those. Like, that's how good the Bills are. I think everybody looks at the Bills. And they are the last remaining undefeated team in the AFC. So Baltimore's off to a slow start. Even Kansas City's 2-2. So everybody, I think right now, through 4 weeks, like, Bills are the best team in the conference, right? And so if the Patriots go out there and kind of hang with them, great. Like, I'll take that. And even with a loss, they'd be 2-3. They'd be ahead of, you know, the Jets and Dolphins play each other tonight. Neither team has won a game yet. So, like, they're fighting for the basement. The Bills are at top. So you're kind of in that middle ground right now, or like the team that should be second in the division. But yeah, talk about like a measuring stick game. Like for so many years, this is what the Patriots were. The Patriots were every time if a team played them tough, well, that's a good sign for that team. Like look at them. And so, yeah, that's exactly what you have. And Sunday Night Football, Mike Vrabel's not going to sugarcoat it and be like it's the same as playing, you know, with eight other games at the same time at 1 o'clock. They know everybody's going to be watching that game. And it's good. It's a great test early in the season for them.
First of three straight on the road.
Yep.
But after
the only
Buffalo.
Good team.
Yeah. After Buffalo. And the reason I say just you know, hang around with them. Keep it close. I think you can make a statement just by doing that. Not to give them credit for keeping it. I mean, let's see how the game plays out. I'm not saying we'll have no criticisms. But going in, you're 8.5-point dogs, I think. If you hang with that team and prove to yourselves you can hang with a team like that, then it's New Orleans, then it's Tennessee, then it's home against Cleveland. Who knows who's starting at quarterback? Could be Shadur starting at quarterback for Cleveland by then. Atlanta hasn't been great, and your schedule is loaded with teams like that, and you just beat up on one of them yesterday in Carolina. So beating the Panthers yesterday, blowing them out, I think gives us a chance to look at this game a little differently because, Keith, if they lost, and the way the game started yesterday and the way the week was going
–
1-3 going into the Buffalo game, we wouldn't be talking about it like it's a big game. We'd be talking about it like this is a death march to God knows what.
Oh, yeah.
And instead,
it's
we
such
get
a significant swing.
We can get hyped up for that game because they took care of business yesterday against an overmatched Carolina team. And credit to them. Yeah. I didn't think they could make anybody look overmatched.
Yeah, they should win the four games after the Bills game. So like if you're even if you don't win that one, like you're still in a spot where at the midway point of the season, you're where you need to be. Right, this is their toughest game in the first really 2 months of the season. Like, we won't get to it'll be after Halloween when they play another team worth a damn, you know. So like, take advantage of it. And I think we all really want to see what this is gonna look like because you even asked the question like, all right, well, how much of it was Carolina being bad? It's like, well, whatever. Like, we'll see against Buffalo because we know they're good. We know they have you know the MVP at the most important position. So like, yeah, I can't wait for that game.
Yeah. And I would say the Bills look vulnerable against New Orleans.
They did.
Maybe they were looking past them, but they didn't look like they dominated that New Orleans team.
Nope.
So let's see how this one shakes out Sunday Night Football. Will they get up for the game? We'll see. I do think this is a big week for Mike Vrabel. We talked about that earlier. We can get back into it with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Vrabel got what he wanted in terms of response out of the team. What does the victory say about him? And was this more about the Patriots or the Panthers yesterday? Let's get back into it as Patriots Monday rolls on here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.